This weekend's Motherlode Views, we are continuing our five-part series with the individual Tuolumne County Supervisors. We're joined in studio by the Board Chair for the Supervisors, Sherry Brennan of District 1, on this weekend show. Supervisor Brennan, next thing I want to ask you about is the budget. There were some tough budget talks this past summer and as well as in September in regards to the final budget. And I know the future budgets are looking challenging as well. So what can you tell us just about the budget process and looking forward?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We had some tremendous challenges. And first off, I'd have to thank the leadership in Tuolumne County from a staff perspective, because I think they really stepped up and they helped close a really large gap, and there were some difficult choices that had to be made. There's another piece associated with our budget that has become very problematic in Tuolumne County, and that really is all of the disaster declarations that we've had over the last 4 years, because while there may be a state and federal match, there is still a county match, and that county match comes out of our general fund. Actually, it comes out of contingency. So we could start by looking back at the Rim Fire and what that was, and then right on top of the Rim Fire, we had the drought. Now, both of those, the Rim Fire, we're not dealing with anymore from an emergency declaration. The drought piece we're coming out of. Then we went into the tree mortality, and that actually did not get a federal declaration. So our match on the tree mortality piece was 25%, 75% at the state level. And then most recently we had the flood damage, which was over $8 million in Tuolumne County. The flood declaration was both a state and federal. Unfortunately, we haven't seen FEMA be able to accomplish all of their work on the road damage. And so now we're looking at what I see as a real problem, and we've had a number of conversations about this. How do we move forward? If we don't do some of those very critical repairs, we're just going to see more damage and the price tag is going to continue to rise. And so the board has really been trying to prioritize what are those pieces that are most problematic at this point, that will leave certain communities in our county really stranded, and what pieces can we, for lack of a better word, because I really this just infuriates me, but what can we put a Band-Aid on just so that we will not be amplifying the problem that we're going to see. I think everyone listening knows that we have a terrible road problem in Tuolumne County. And again, not unique to Tuolumne County. This is problematic throughout the state. And so it will be really nice when we start to see a few more road dollars come in without it being a greater strain on our budget. Now, I've moved from what were the National Disaster Declaration to just road maintenance, which is a huge piece for us. We know with SB1, the passage of SB1, there will be more dollars coming to Tuolumne County. They're going to be substantial dollars that's going to help us get through just the tremendous backlog that we have. I would point out that our board, while we were not, we had a neutral position on SB1 for a lot of reasons, because it was a higher tax on a number of pieces that are associated with travel, most notably fuel. We were frustrated as a rural county on how those accounts have been rated at the state level, and they're realigned. And so a major piece, again, that we worked on with through CSAC and RCRC was getting some language in place that would ensure that those funds would have to come back for the purpose of roads. They could not be realigned. They could not be diverted to counties with higher populations, that we would be receiving our fair share back. So I would count that as a partial success. Very important to get that language inserted in SB1. We'll continue to have debates about funding sources. We have some tremendous challenges coming forward. A lot of those we know are associated with our new jail. We need the new jail. I don't think anybody debates that. But we are going to have to look at revenue and how do we be the best stewards of those public dollars that we can.
Got a few minutes left. Another topic I want to ask you about changing just a little bit is it seems like the supervisors all have different areas of expertise. So whenever forest health issues come up, you're one of the supervisors that's usually leaned on for your take and your how you feel on different things. So I'm curious your thoughts just on the state of the forest right now and forest health and forest issues.
In one word, terrible. And it's really disappointing. I had hoped that we would be farther ahead than we are after the Rim Fire. And this is, I'm not pointing at the local officials here with the Forest Service because I think they are really making an effort to try and be part of the solution. But unfortunately, we're just not moving ahead in any real meaningful way on getting the tremendous fuel load out of the forest and getting to a healthier state. I think there are some conversations. I know there are conversations that are going on that in a number of areas that are trying to move us in that direction. We're going to hear some a lot of discussion about master stewardship agreements that will be coming up this year, again, with a coalition between the Forest Service, the county, and YSS. But there is tremendous frustration that we are not moving forward in a meaningful way. Our forest is in terrible health. We continue to grow in excess of somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 million board feet a year. And that's not merchantable timber. That is all the brush. That is all of the vegetative matter that's out there. But we're removing in the neighborhood of 20 million board feet that would be merchantable timber, but we're not doing a good job. We're not getting the brush out. We're not getting a healthy forest quick enough. And we have got to move this forward in a pace and scale, or we're going to continue to see more rim fires.
Another topic, the Law and Justice Center. We've got the juvenile detention facility is up and running. The jail is going to be coming in the next couple of years. How are you feeling about the projects that are underway?
Very good. I know they're difficult projects. They're very expensive projects. But I would go back to what we see with a number, what is problematic in our community, and that is that we don't have any capacity. It's not that incarceration becomes the first stick, but it certainly has got to be part of what you have as a tool in to deal with different problems that come up in society. And right now, we don't have any capacity in our jail. Our jail is outdated. It's dangerous for staff and inmates both. And so I am excited that that is actually moving forward. It is long overdue, and I think it's going to end up being beneficial in a lot of different respects to Tuolumne County.
Got about 30 seconds left. Any closing thoughts or other items that you're keeping a close eye on these days?
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about NDRC. I know your listeners have heard this an awful lot, but there will be some public meetings that will be coming up that if anybody wants to participate, and again, that's the National Disaster Resiliency Grant that we have. Tuolumne County's piece of that is going to be associated with some centers that will be located either Groveland or Tuolumne. Please, if anybody is interested in attending those, there will be one on October 17th in Groveland, one on November 2nd in Tuolumne, and one on November 14th in Sonora. Those are all from 6 to 8. And again, would ask the public that they just participate if they have, if they're interested in those centers, those resiliency centers.
Supervisor Brennan, we appreciate your time. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, BJ.
Again, we thank our guest, Supervisor Sherry Brennan, who represents District 1. It is our five-part series speaking with the individual Tuolumne County supervisors. A programming note, next week we'll be joined by Supervisor John Gray and then wrapping up with Supervisor Evan Royce.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.